Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He took me to Catholic school from first to the 12th grade. I got the best education and money to buy. My kids was good to me, and I got good grades. Happy Father's Day. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama was three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. I went to the park. He taught me to play ball. I played ball in school and in the YMCA. I became a super athlete by the sixth grade. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mother's a creep. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. He went to work and he came home from work at night. He paid all the bills and he bought all the food that my family ate. I love my dad. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama was three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. We moved from a little three-bedroom house in South Central L.A. to a two-story four-bedroom house on the hill. We moved to our society, and the people in my neighborhood were good to me. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama was three. He was my best friend. My mama bought me my first car. And when the motor broke, my daddy brought me to his mechanic friend. And he fixed my motor so it ran like brand new. Ooh-wee, I was so cool. I drove a fancy low-rider car to high school. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day, happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my mother for three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He sent me to college on a baseball scholarship. And I could've went pro, but I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball. And that's how it goes. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. Here with me, my mama was great. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. God bless all the fathers around the world. God bless all the fathers around the world. Happy Father's Day. God bless all the fathers around the world. Happy Father's Day all around the world. And she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over, and it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs, and they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big, and they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet.
Hallelujah! They call me Casper. Not the friendly ghost, but the Holy Ghost. Today, and I'm here to make you shout. Glory be to the one who knows what the funk's about, y'all. Short distances, I'm gonna hit you with the one on the front.
hound dog. Oh, crying baby. This is Casper here. I just want to whisper in your ear. I'm calling short distance, baby. From me to you with a friendly boo. That's all, baby.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. All right. Well, I'm G Money, and today our subject for talk radio is we're going to talk a little bit about the war between Russia and the Ukraine. That's a continuing battle that's going on over in the Middle East. And I'm just going to tell you a few things that Putin has sent to the United States. He sent them a message saying that you need to leave Ukraine alone and let them fight their own war so that we can win the war. Because obviously Putin is getting the word from his advisors that they're not winning the war. And Ukraine is on the approach. They're entering the country of Russia, and they are fighting for their rights to be free. So they're not backing down, and they're asking the United States to help them with some more military supplies. And Biden, President Biden of the United States, has authorized $800 million in military weapons to be sent to the Ukraine to help them with their fight. And he already authorized $800 million worth of medical supplies and military weapons in the last couple of weeks to help Ukraine fight the war. So he's not backing down on helping the Ukraine fight their war. And he's talking to NATO and to the EU, the European Union, for them to help the Ukraine fight their war. And they're supplying a place for the women and the children to leave the Ukraine country and go to other countries and get restitute in the other countries. So they're looking for salvation and for peace and harmony in the other countries. So that's what's going on in the Ukraine and the Russian war as of right now. The Ukraine soldiers have entered into the country of Russia, and they are taking the fight to the Russians in their own country. And they're hoping that Russia's going to back down and stop bombing in the Ukraine. Although Putin is still sending missiles over to the Ukraine and is still bombing warehouses and hospitals and apartment complexes and businesses in the Ukraine. So that's what's going on in the war between Russia and the Ukraine. So now let's talk about the NBA. In the United States of America, the National Basketball Association is going into the second game of round one of the NBA playoffs. And the East Conference is leading by Miami, is the number one team in the conference, and they're playing the Atlanta Hawks. And I think they're up 2-0. 2 games for Miami and 0 games for Atlanta. And then the Boston Celtics are playing against the Brooklyn Nets, and they're beating the Brooklyn Nets 2-1. No, 2-0. And then the Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Chicago Bulls. And I think they just beat Chicago last night for a win of 2-1. And then you have the Philadelphia 76ers playing the Toronto Raptors. And I believe the 76ers are 1 game ahead of the Toronto Raptors. I think the 76ers have won 2 games and Toronto has won 1 game. So that's what's going on in the Eastern Conference play right now. And we'll take a break and we'll come back. Yes.
Oh, no, go ahead. We're taking a break.
Yeah, we're taking a break, and we'll be back for more of the NBA in a minute.
Okay, let's doggy step. Doggy step. Rub the big breath. The doggy step. On 2 times. On 3 times. On 4 times. March it up 4 times. On 2 times. On 3 times. March it up, doggy, march it up.
I'd like to tell you about the dogs in my hood. If you come to South Central LA, you go to 65 Place and go to the middle of the block. And you go to the 7th house, and then you listen and you hear a dog making a lot of noise. He's barking and growling and making a lot of sound, 'cause he's a guard dog and he won't be letting you know that he don't want you to come messing around. He's in charge of his house. He takes care of people that live in the house. He's a guard dog, and he don't mean no harm. But if you see him on the street, you better beware. You cross the street, you run down the block and get somewhere, 'cause he's a guard dog. And if you see him out, he's a brown, a black and white, and gray husky, Alaskan Malamute with a shiny white tail, and the tail curls and rolls up his back. And when you see him, you think he looks real good and you want to go and pet him, but I wouldn't. I'ma tell you, the dog ain't nice. He's a guard dog, and he lets you know that he don't play. So get ready, get ready to run somewhere, 'cause he's a guard dog, and his name is Chance. He walks the house to the right and the house to the left and the 3 houses across the street, and he smells the bushes and he pees in the trees. He marks his territory to let you know that he's a guard dog, and he's on patrol. He's a guard dog, and he's doing his thing, 'cause he's taking care of the property, and he lets you know that he's a guard dog. I'd like to tell you about the dogs in my hood. If you come to South Central LA, you go to 65 Place, and if you go down the block to the end of the street, there's a corner house with a dog on the beat. He's in the corner house, and if you walk by the fence, he's barking and growling and sticking his head out and trying to bite you when you walk by his yard, 'cause he's a guard dog, and he's doing his job. He's a white shepherd, all white, and his name is Cola, and he's real nice. But don't get it wrong, because he's B-I-B-I-O-U-F. Yes, he's vicious. Oh, yes. He will fight. He got big teeth, and he growls, and he barks real mean. And if you see him out on the street, you better run and go the other way, because he's a guard dog. And he's taking his place in charge of his corner. He's controlling the crowd, because he's a guard dog. And he barks out loud, he's a guard dog. And he's doing his job, because he's the controller on the corner. And letting you know that if you see him out, you better run and hide and go, because he's a guard dog. The dogs in my neighborhood are up to no good. The dogs in my neighborhood are guard dogs, and they're doing their job. They're guard dogs, and they deal with the mob. They're a guard dog, and yes, they bite. So get away and get out of sight, because they're dogs, and they're guard dogs. And you know what? If you see him out, you better cross the street and run the other way. Because this is guard dogs, and they just don't play. They are guard dogs. They are taking care of their neighborhood. And they are barking and making a lot of noise like they should, because they're guard dogs. And they let the neighbors know that they're in charge, and they take care of it. And so they are guard dogs, my neighborhood dogs. Guard dogs are the dogs in my hood. Guard dogs. And they're up to no good. They are guard dogs, and they're doing their job. They are guard dogs, and they don't deal with the mob. They are guard dogs, doing their thing. They are guard dogs, and don't mean a thing, but they're violent. B-I-C-I-O-D-S. Yes, they're bitches. Hell yes, they're guard dogs in my neighborhood. They are taking control of the street. They are guard dogs. And if they get a chance, they will bite. So if you see them out, you cross the street and run the other way, because they're guard dogs. And they just don't play. They are guard dogs. The dogs in my hood, they're guard dogs, and they're up to no good.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is legit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to Storytime with G-Money.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on Storytime with G-Money.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. talk radio show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story Talk Radio Show. Now, if you have comments or questions, you can call me at the radio station at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And you can ask any questions or make any comments about what we're talking about the war between Russia and the Ukraine, or how the United States is aiding Ukraine in their fight against Russia, or if you want to talk about the NBA, we're in round one of the NBA playoffs. That's the National Basketball Association. And we're in round one with the teams playing to see who's going to be the winner of their conference, the Eastern Conference, and the winner of the Western Conference. And together, the two winners will play for the World Championship. It will be a grand event at the final breakdown of the final two teams to play and head up to be the national NBA championship, be the world champion. Okay, so now we're talking about the Western Conference. We just went over the Eastern Conference. So now we're going over the Western Conference. And team one in the West is the Phoenix Suns, who have the best record in the NBA. And they are the number one team. And they're playing team number eight, which is the New Orleans Pelicans. And the Phoenix Suns are 1-1 in that series of two games they've played so far. And they are both tied one game apiece. And then the second team in the conference is the Memphis Grizzlies. And they are playing the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they're tied at 1-1 in the playoffs. And the third team is the Golden State Warriors, and they're playing against the Denver Nuggets, and they are 2-0. Against the Denver Nuggets, with Golden State winning two games and the Denver Nuggets only winning one game. And then you have the Dallas Mavericks are playing against the Utah Jazz, and that series is one game apiece, one for Dallas and one for Utah. So that's the breakdown of the basketball playoffs for the Western Conference in the first round of the playoffs. So now, if you have any questions or any comments and you want to call and ask me questions or make a comment about the report, I'm not a reporter and I'm not a politician, so I don't have any control over any of the information that you're receiving over this radio show. But I'm doing the best I can do. So I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm listening for your comments or your questions. You can call me at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. All right, that's the basketball breakdown for what's going on in the NBA, the finals playoffs between the Eastern Conference and the teams in the East battling the Western Conference and the teams in the West Everybody's battling for a position to play in the conference championship game and to see who's going to be the NBA Finals championship champion, world champion in the United States National Basketball Association. So that's the report for the NBA. All right. Well, DJ, let's take another commercial break. What's the time check right now?
3:40 p.m.
Okay. Well, we got time to play another song. Let's play another song. How about Candy? Let's play Candy for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute with some commercial breaks.
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome to Gregory Stories Talk Radio. I'm G Money, the host of this show. Well, I think the clock on the wall says off, or it's close to being go time, so I'm going to go and get out of here. But before we go, we want to acknowledge the birthdays that are being celebrated on today, April 20th, 2022. So, DJ Papa D, do we have some birthdays of some fans and some friends and from some listeners that have been following the radio show that we can acknowledge their birthdays, make it a special day for them today?
Yes, sir, we do. Here are the birthdays for April 21st, 2022. Jordan Malone has a birthday. Happy birthday, Jordan. Casey Gleaton has a birthday, who appears to be Omega Sci-Fi. Paula Small has a birthday today. Grant Solomon has a birthday, and he's doing a birthday fundraiser for Alzheimer's. Roshana Hunter has a birthday today. Latasha Clark, who's a Zeta, has a birthday today. Thelma Avery says she's 28 years old, but I don't believe it. Lee Allen has a birthday today. Lee is 62 years old. And last but not least, Sabrina Dominic Brown has a birthday. Happy birthday to everyone on April 21st, 2022.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody. And today is your special day. I hope you receive the graces and goodness that God has presented for you in the world that we live in. So I want to wish you a special birthday greetings from G-Money, as I want to sing a happy birthday song for you today, because today is your special day. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many gracious birthdays for the rest of the days of your life. God bless you, and God loves you, and I love you, too. Happy birthday to you. Make sure you get some tonight. Yeah, because ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So get some for me and think about why you're getting it, too. All right. Thank you very much. Talk to you tomorrow, Friday. So we'll see you again on tomorrow's radio show. Tell a friend. Share the news, and we'll be back on the air tomorrow to wish you better luck today and good day, Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. That's how it goes. So you have a good day today, and may you have a better day tomorrow. All right. Good night. Talk to you later. And now, let us pray. DJ Papa D, let us pray.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible, it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.